outside and it is absolutely pitch black out there. Good morning. It is Monday the 7th of November and welcome to day 7 of Napod Pomo. At the time of recording, it is 20 past 6 in the morning, which is absolutely pathetic because it's only about 7 hours since I released yesterday's episode. It would appear as though my brain hasn't woken up yet. So, the reason for being up so early this morning, as I mentioned on yesterday's show, is I'm actually off to a conference today for the company I work for. There's a two-day conference going on for internal use, so it's a like an all-hands event for company employees. And I'm going to be acting as a host for one of the exhibition stands, which are going to be there over the course of the next 2 days. And the stand is actually a diversity and inclusion promotion within our company, something that we're really quite hot on at the moment. And I'm really looking forward to it. We've had, this is the fourth of these annual conferences that we do every November now. And ever since the first one I accidentally ended up being at all four sessions. And I say accidentally because it wasn't actually decided that I was going to do that until the actual sessions themselves. But luckily I had a very understanding manager who allowed me to take part. And then ever since then, the subsequent three of these conferences, I have requested to be involved in all the sessions and have been granted without question. So it's something I enjoy, something I look forward to every year. I thought today would be a good opportunity to explain what I do for a living. So you know about my podcasting. I explained that on day one, I think. But the thing I do for a... Just checking, actually, whether it was day one. Yes, it was. So what I do for a living is I work for a big multinational company. And I moved jobs in January. My previous job was all about kind of data and database administration and solutions with data. And I put on my LinkedIn profile that I'm an experienced data manipulator. And that's kind of what I am and what I do. I've been doing that for, I'd say in excess of 15 or probably nearly 20 years now for that company, actually, the same company. And what I'm basically doing now is I've kind of extended that in the job I'm doing now to including data and also insight. Now, in the team that I work in, there are three of us in our kind of sub-team. We've got a coordinator who does a brilliant job. You've got the visualization expert who does a brilliant job. And you've got me, who, of course, does a brilliant job. And I work with the raw data, although the insight chap, the visualization chap, is doing a very good job of getting hands-on with the data, which is, of course, very good for removing single points of failure. So it's then down to me to make sure that I'm up to speed with all the visualization stuff, which is not something I've usually been involved in. So it's a bit of a challenge for me, but it's all good. I'll admit, it's all good. So my background, as I said, is in databases, and I've been a SQL Server database administrator for, I'd say, 15 years. Prior to that, I was doing everything on mainframe, which was a challenge in itself. Trying to do things that modern database systems do on flat text files is, interesting, to say the least. But ever since I moved into this job, which was in January of this year, I've been kind of blatted with things that I'm not familiar with. So I found myself in a really unenviable position where I've come from my old job where I was pretty much at the top of my game. I'm not going to, be modest about this because I was, to actually knowing very little about the environment I'm going into and also the systems they use there. So it's been a huge learning curve for me to understand what it is that I'm required to do, what I've actually been employed for. But also B, to try and get to grips with the systems and tools that I need to use, I need to develop to use in order to fulfill the job I'm doing. It's very, very interesting, and I'm really enjoying the work. But it has also pushed me towards developing my skills into new things, new shinies. And anybody who knows me, I'm all for the new shinies. So I'm not going to go into like technical details, but having gone from sort of one database paradigm into another completely different database paradigm, I'm like, oh my goodness, I didn't know you could do this stuff. This is amazing. So yeah, that's kind of my data side of things. It's my bread and butter. I'm trying to word in a decent way something that one of my colleagues and friends said to me, or has continually said to me over the last few years, that data is my pawn. Is basically it, and in a kind of way it is. It's something that I really do get into. Data is, I would say that is most definitely my expertise, but my expertise is behind the times at the moment. I have a lot of learning to do to bring myself up to speed with basically where data has gone in the last 10 years, whereas I've been building up my expertise based on technologies that I'm familiar with. Technology's moved, and sadly I haven't moved with it. So it's a great learning opportunity for me. Anyway, if you've got any questions about that, then do drop me a note. You can email me at napodpomo@thelovebug.org. And of course, you can comment on the place where you heard this, Facebook, Audio Boom, on the website, etc. And of course, if you've got any questions that you want to ask for future episodes, this is week two, by the way, I forgot to mention. Is it week two? It is kind of week two, because I did an episode for the 31st of October, so this is my eighth episode. Then, yeah, of course, you can ask questions in exactly the same way. You can find full details of everything I've done so far and every episode I've recorded up to this point over at thelovebug.org/pod. So I hope you enjoyed it, and I'll catch you tomorrow.